This is St. Paul Lutheran Church on May 26, 2019. Pastor Neuendorf preaching on Revelation chapter 21, verse 9. Behold the bride.
Good morning. God's grace and his mercy and his peace be with you. Is this a little surprising? Maybe having a casket in front of church on a Sunday morning is maybe a little off-putting even. Or disturbing. I confess I kind of wanted it to be. It's empty, I assure you of that. Muehlig Funeral Home was very generous to loan us this. How many of you are going to go to a cemetery today or tomorrow? Just a couple. It used to be a real a thing. But it's not so much anymore. It makes us uncomfortable. The casket does, the cemetery does, the graves do. The whole thing, the whole process is a little alien. It's a little creepy to us now. You remember the first time you attended a funeral? I remember there was a funeral when I was maybe 10 for my great uncle. And I think I might have met him once. And then there was his funeral, and I met his wife, my great aunt Helen. And she was dressed all in black. And she was a very nice lady. I don't remember the service. It was all just odd. But she was very kind to us kids who were left behind to take care of ourselves in the basement, in the church basement, when everybody else went to the cemetery with the casket. But now when you're more aware of what's going on, as an adult, doesn't it get creepier and creepier? I mean, if we had a body here, the body of someone that you care about, and you've been there for this, and it's just so out of place, it doesn't belong here. This is a celebration space. This is a worship space. This is a place where we live together with one another, and then there's this body, and we use cosmetic art or we use mortuary science to preserve it, to sort of disguise death. We have this is a bronze casket, by the way. It's a nice one. We want to make it look good, and yet there's nothing that we can do that takes away the realization that the body of the person we love is already decaying. As we are reminded as we get older, we are too decaying. And so we emphasize and we preach about heaven. And then we have in our text today from the Revelation of St. John, we have these amazing, these over-the-top, extraordinary images of heaven. I don't know how closely you were paying attention as Katie read those. To try to picture for yourself what John sees. This is a city coming down from out of heaven from God. And he says that it measures 1,400 miles in width. That's what? New York to 1,400 miles wide and 1,400 miles deep. And get this part. This is the part that blew my mind when I read it as a kid and didn't pay attention. But it's also 1,400 miles tall. It's this enormous cube. How can that be? I mean, where would you live? I mean, is this like a high, all high rises? What is this? And then it has 12 gates, three on each side. And the gates are inscribed with the names of the 12 tribes of Israel, representing that this is the whole people of God of the Old Testament. And each gate is constructed from a single enormous pearl. Imagine the clam from which that would come. And I try to wrap your head around this. And each gate has an angel by it, which by itself is already frightening and radiant and powerful. And then it says the foundations of this city are, I mean, a city 1,400 miles wide, 1,400 miles deep, and the foundations of this city are enormous gemstones. And it says, they're jasper and sapphire and agate and emerald and onyx and carnelian and chrysolite and beryl and topaz and chrysoprase and jacinth and amethyst. By the time we get to the streets of gold, it's like, oh, well, whatever. And this is this beautiful picture, shining, bright, radiant, colorful, enormous, powerful. Can you picture yourself living there? Not really. You imagine, get off work, get out of school, you know, go ride your bicycle, or you go through the gate into the city. Where is there a place you feel like you would belong? And so you know what we're doing? First of all, we reject this. I talk to more and more people who say, "Yeah, I don't want a casket, and I don't want a funeral. I don't want a funeral. I just cremate me and scatter my ashes someplace." Or people who say, "Just donate my body." Or one guy who said, "Just put me in a black plastic bag and set me out at the curb." And we don't go to cemeteries because they kind of trouble us. And now I talk to people and we talk about heaven and they're not interested because they say it just is too, this is a cartoon, this is an LSD vision, this is not a real place to me. Well, I got to ask you, when you read God's word, you really need to pay close attention, and especially as you read the Revelation to St. John, you need to remember as it goes on in describing or visualizing something, what it was they said they were talking about. What was John to see? The angel says to John, "Come on, I want to show you something. Come, follow me, I want to show you something." And what does he want to show him? Takes him up on a high mountain to show him. Is anybody? The bride of Christ. The wife, he says. The bride, the wife of the Lamb. And that's what this city represents. Do you know what we do at a funeral? We have this. And we open this up. Do you know what this is called? Do you know? She's the courageous one, willing to answer questions. Also willing to say when she doesn't know. What's this called? Pall. If you don't know the word, it's similar to when people are shocked and disgusted and it says, "Oh, I'm appalled at this." Same word. And we say, when suddenly everything was gloomy, a pall settled over the crowd. Kind of how you felt when the casket was rolled in, maybe. But that's not what a pall is. Not a gloomy thing. You know what this represents? What this is supposed to be? What is this? This is a wedding dress. This is a baptismal gown. What John saw when the angel took him up to a high mountain, John saw you descending out of heaven from God. John saw you, and the symbolic business of the perfect dimensions and being a part of all the people who are of the Old Testament and all the people founded on the apostles, all the people of the gospel of Jesus Christ of the New Testament, all of those who have faith in this Redeemer who was promised and who came, they are all gathered together as one. And so it's pictured as a city, and it's radiant, and it's beautiful, and it's perfect. It's dazzling. You ever been there when they're getting a bride ready? They don't let me in. But you catch bits of it, you know. People are coming in and going out, and there's, just wait till you see her. She looks so beautiful. And they do the hair, and they spend hours, you know, with the hair, and they do the makeup, and they maybe have borrowed jewelry from special people in your life. And then they install the bride into the dress. It's not like, you know, with guys, they say, oh, he puts his pants on one leg at a time like anybody else. But no, with a wedding dress, this is you have people assisting you in being gowned. And then when she comes out, does everybody say, well, finally she looks beautiful? No. It's not that she looks beautiful because she has these clothes on, is it? Why is a bride beautiful? She's beautiful all day. Why is a bride beautiful? Because she is so loved. She is surrounded by people who love her, and she is filled with love for someone else. And so John describes the bride of Christ, someone who is so loved and part of a whole community. Our cities, we would love to live in a place that would be where everybody would get along, but our cities, like even our families, our homes, are broken and fractured and divided. We have troubles, frictions getting along. But what if there were a time where all of these people would be perfectly united and perfectly in harmony and always loving one another because their sin, because their decay was covered up, because death was covered up, because all of the grief of the past and all the sorrow of life was covered up and covered with the holiness and love and righteousness and resurrection and life of Jesus. Caskets bother us. Cemeteries bother us. We talk about whistling past the graveyard. Death bothers us. But believers in Jesus Christ know that they are the bride of Christ and that their death is covered over by Christ and that they will stand with all of the other believers in Jesus Christ like a whole city of people, one, together, praising Him forever. maybe you decide to go to a cemetery today or tomorrow, you'll see people grieving. And you'll see people remembering. But the people of God, even with tears, will be eagerly looking forward, like a bride waiting for the day she gets her dress on, waiting for when all these boxes will open, and we will be caught up with the Lord in heaven, and we will be married. Amen. And now may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.